All right, we're back to order, and I'll pass it over to Dale for some clarifications.
Yeah, some clarifications on some of the comments that were made.
Number one, the big question mark that came up here in front in terms of, can I rebuild if my house burns to the ground, regardless of parcel size? There is an item in our zoning ordinance right now that states, as long as you meet the setbacks for the property, you can rebuild. If, however, that particular house was like right up against the lot line,
which it is,
then it's a different question. And then it comes back to going to the Zoning Board of Appeals to get a variation on that. From the standpoint of, you guys need to understand a little bit about my background, that this is, because there's a lot of what I'm hearing undertow of development here. I'm going to kind of present this from the standpoint of me personally, not necessarily as a township employee, but also to understand where I'm coming from. I grew up in Cincinnati, grew up in a very large community. My time as a kid was here in the UP. I started coming up here at the age of 2. I've been here every year for vacation since I was 2. My escape from that city was here. The last thing I want to see is this township turn into a Traverse City. My wife and I were in Traverse City about a month and a half ago. It took us literally 3 hours to cross the city. Do I want that here? Absolutely not. I belong to a sportsman's club about 2 hours from here. I live, eat, and breathe outdoors. Development is not my thing. So from the standpoint of taking all these parcels and turning these into a rural condominium association, the answer is no. It's my job as the planning director to make sure that that does not happen. So from the standpoint of the fear of development, everybody in this room, if the right offer is made, you're probably gone. If the right offer is made, can we stop that? No. Can we, the township, say nobody can buy your property? No. Another thing I want to address is there has been comments about no ag or no forestry mentioned in the language. There is. And it's very animate in each of the sections, in the intent statement of each of these sections, that from the standpoint of the language, in each of these intent statements for each of the zoning districts, the last statement basically says, other agricultural practices that are consistent with the Michigan Right to Farm Act and generally accepted agricultural management practices, GAMPs, and regulated land uses not subject to the Michigan Right to Farm Act or GAMPs. We, the township, cannot tell the state what to do with your property. If you want to farm it, you can farm it. You want to do forestry on your property, you can do forestry on your property. We cannot stop that because we are superseded by state regulation that gives you all the rights that go with farming on your property, all the rights to do forestry on your property. We're not taking that away because we can't. And I can guarantee you from the standpoint of where I'm standing, it wouldn't happen even if we could. So understand that even though it's not mentioned, even though livestock is not mentioned and forestry is not mentioned, it is covered under state law and the GAMPs. So if you want to forest your property, you can. You want to raise livestock on your property, you can, as long as you meet the state GAMPs and state requirements. They have requirements that go down to how many cattle per acre, et cetera, et cetera. We don't control that. What we do control is what is built on the property and what you're using the property for. And as it stands right now, from the standpoint of the parcels in the township, you are limited to one residential home on a property. You can't stick a barn on a property without a residence unless it's ag related. So we do control a lot of that development from the standpoint of making sure it doesn't happen to take away exactly what you guys are concerned about as far as the rural character of the township. That is primary to me. That's why I moved here. I've been in this area for 20 years. But as I said, I've been coming up here since I was two. The UP is addictive. There is no question about it. It is a very addictive place to live. As a gentleman in the back said, came here, boom. I came here and finished my education in Northern. I did that when I was, I'm not going to tell you how old, but not too long ago. I came here to finish because of what I believe this community can do here. This is not a take. This is not a fear factor of development. So I just want to kind of take the emotion out of the decision here tonight from the standpoint of, guys, this is not going to happen on my watch.
What about now, the next guy?
Next guy? Let me answer that question, all right? The seven people that are sitting on this table right now, they could change next week. They could change next month. In October or in November, our board is probably going to change. Can't guarantee this it's going to continue on forever. You can't.
Like this now, though.
You can now as long as I'm here and as long as they're here and as long as our board is here.
But isn't that why you have a master plan?
And
you
yes, follow what's and the, in master the master plan, plan is very specific about keeping this as an ag-related district. It's exactly what these guys have been pounding on for the last year and a half. It is ag-related as the primary... As the primary... Guys, let me finish. As the primary focus of the ag district, it is in the master plan. That is their goal, to preserve that as an agricultural area. That is why it's specific in every one of those intent statements that ag is primary. Ag is primary. Now... If Bob from down the road comes in and buys 10 acres and wants nothing to do with farming, I can't control that. Nobody can. Nobody in this room can. Nobody can predict with any sense of the semblance of future what this place is going to look like. Marquette is struggling like crazy right now trying to figure out who they are. We don't want that here. But from the standpoint of, can we present this in a way that we can fix this and make everybody happy? No, it's not going to make everybody happy because there will always be somebody that's not happy with whatever the decision is. Can we come to a good compromise? Can we come to a good consensus? Yes. I'm not going to take comment on this, just so you know. I just want to state it from my own position, from the standpoint, number one, I am not a development guy, never was, never will be. Am I a business guy in terms of developing this corridor out here for business? Yes. But it's mom and pop. It is not bringing in what we got in Marquette Township. It is very, very difficult for me to drive up that way just to go to that area of the city. That will not come here as long as I'm in this position. Now, how long will I be? I don't know. God may call me home in the next 10 minutes. I don't know. I may be here another 10 years. It depends on our board. These guys depend on the board. The board depends on you guys as voters. So if you don't want change and you want things to... The board is where it starts. These guys were given a direction. Fix the problem. That's what they did. And those that have been to the meetings, those that have been here and listened to it, there have been nights that it got really, really contentious with these folks. Really contentious. They're sitting here smiling right now because it's shut up, Dale, and let's move on. But the bottom line is, none of us here want to see this turn into a community of development. Can we prevent that in the future? In answer to your question, no. I will not stand here and guarantee that will never happen, because I can't. There's no way to say that. Any one of you here tonight could literally sell your property tomorrow and be gone, and we can't control what happens with the next person that comes in.
You could. That's what
zoning is for. What zoning's about.
Zoning will do it to an extent.
That's the first step.
If you get the right folks to come into the neighborhood, and that's not what this conversation is about, I'll give you another example of my own personal life, all right? And then I'll be done, right? So bear with me just a second. Before I moved here, I lived in Boise, Idaho, Meridian, Idaho, 10 miles outside of Boise. I lived there in the year 2000. When I moved in, there were 45,000 people in that town that I lived in. I worked in Boise, so at nighttime it was really cool because I could drive from Boise to Meridian, and I drove through ag land all the way to my house in this community of Meridian. 4 years later, when I moved out, there were 90,000 people in Meridian, and all the farmland was gone. Because the right people came in with the money and said, we will buy. If you go out there today, there is not one farm left with that perimeter. I was there 2 years ago. That perimeter is gone. Subdivision after subdivision after subdivision after subdivision came in. Can we guarantee that will not happen here? To an extent, yes. But if the board is replaced and the right people are on the board and they want development, no. Yes, it can be controlled by zoning to an extent, but if the board decides to change it, it changes. So I'm telling you two things. Number one, I'm not in favor of development, never have been, never will be, in terms of ag land. I've sat on food committees and various other things in relation to trying to develop that concept here. But the second thing is, if you don't vote, take the consequence. That's all I got, Ryan. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate all of your thoughtful comments and how respectful you've all been during this public hearing. You know, it's been a long process, and we really put our best foot forward on this. I don't think that we're done. You know, we got to absorb a lot of your public comments, and we're not rushing our decision. We're not making a decision tonight, so we'll be putting this off at least for the next meeting in May. Well, with the commission's approval here, do you all agree? Yeah. Okay. Would anyone like to provide any comments or anything on what they heard tonight? Or?
Well, we're protected by a lot of groundwater. You can't build in a lot of places that are in these places that are bogged up. Plus, we got state land that is not zoned at all yet. So that's something, if the state decides to sell, well, there's no zoning to that they're going to be zoned into because it doesn't exist. Because it's state land and we don't control that. And so there's going to be an evolution, but it's, you know, you can't predict what the state will do either. We got a lot of state land.
I, in consideration of public comment and letters received and people placing their pins in the board asking for nothing to be done, I too am wondering if the Planning Commission has been doing what the people of Chocolate want. We've been asked by the board to get rid of these or to decrease our nonconformities, and but it sounds like after listening to everybody that you want nothing to change and we'll just live with our nonconformities. Is what I'm hearing
from the people that were here.
Yeah,
that's not 46% of this population,
right? But
I may be the only one that's not. No, there was another one nonconforming.
Well, he lives on a small lot.
Well, doesn't it depend on all the people at 40, 80 acres? Keep your 48 acres. Don't sell it. So there you go. It's not going to get,
but
nothing will change.
People can. We know that if there's a money-making, you know, endeavor to be had, people will do it.
And that's going
to
happen in the future. There's no stopping that. There really isn't. But what it is that individual that owns the property will have to stop it.
Well,
but it's there. But it's your constitutional right to own your property and do what you want with your property to an extent. Then you vote the people in, and then you do this sort of thing. But I just want to be conformed, just like grandfather, my frickin' house, my 1 acre, my 2 acre, so that I can pass it down to my children to just live there. We just, you know, we don't want to change anything. So I'll be able to just keep a house there.
Thank you, but we're not engaging in dialogue. All right, well, I'm just thinking the majority
of the people in this room and in their pin placement, even when we had our town hall meetings, the majority of people that placed the pin said leave everything at 20 acres. So I think we should do what the residents of Chocolate want.
Well, I'll say that that's not, I mean, to the point, that's that we're here to represent the entire township, but most importantly, we were given a job by the board. That's what Dale was saying, and that's really, those are the confines that we were given, that's what we operated within. And that's why we have public hearings, so we can hear. So our job now is to balance, to go back and look, and we did. We had 3 public hearings. We heard this, the same. We all agree with you. We're all in the same place. We want to preserve. I have been on the commission. We want to preserve the rural character of Chocolate Township. And so that's our job, and we're going to try and balance it. I think waiting on this, and we're down 2 members tonight, so we certainly want to make sure that we're including them.
What Ms. Stephen said, she's on the Zoning Board of Appeals, and if we have a huge amount of problem with our zoning ordinance, they would meet frequently, and they've met, I was checking their minutes, and they've met 3 times in the last 2 years, which sort of indicates that our ordinance is meeting the needs of our citizens. So I think they've spoken loud and clear that they don't want this, and they want to live with their nonconformities.
Yeah, and I think we just have to better understand what that means. We've been
looking for majority. We've been like trying to get everyone's opinion. I mean, I know we can't have people just don't respond. You know, even to our town hall meetings weren't attended that well, considering how many people live here.
You're still representing the people that own the property.
Please don't.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I think that we were sort of guided to be visionary for the future from 1977 to the 2008 ordinance, and now we're trying to get this up to a vision of what could happen in the future. So your input is wonderful. I mean, it's just been great. We need to have more meetings like this where people show up. Showing up is half of it. So, thank you.
This has been a constant refinement process since the very start of it. You know, I think we have further to go on it until we get it right. And your comments today were enlightening. I think, you know, I would like to have a full slate of commissioners and a unanimous decision. And so we're going to be tabling this until the next meeting. And
Chair, if I can ask one question for you to ask the folks sitting here in the audience. Is the issue the map, or is it the language, or is it both?
I think it's both.
I would ask, I mean, is the map the primary concern?
Both.
It's both.
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 Both. The 3 acres both. Is the primary concern.
And they're inconsistent between the two.
It's the division of small properties.
Okay, just want that feedback so that we know what we're concentrating on.
Any other comments?
The only thought I had was that, I mean, they're right, we're never going to get down to 0 non-conforming. I mean, we knew that in the beginning. the goal here was to reduce it considerably. So, I mean, we still have confines within which we're operating. We have established boundaries, and so I'm just reminding everyone to do your best to understand what those are, and we're going to work to understand how we can parameterize those so that we're expanding them as much as we can. We're still accomplishing the goals. The goals, I think, are to align us with legality. That's my basic understanding.
And with that, looking for a motion to table.
I'll make a motion to table this till May, and then maybe even further on, we might have to go to June before we present it to the board.
Yeah,
and there's two times to the board, so it's going to be a process.
Is there a second?
I second to table.
Okay.
Decision.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Is there coffee at your next
meeting? I don't even think this is our longest. This is the most emotionally charged meeting, maybe? Yeah.
I don't know if you want to stimulate that with more caffeine or.
I think we're going to explore a lot of our options at the next meeting and possibly provide some new directions and stuff. So, okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And good
job. That was
good. And it takes you into the next public comment.
The what?
The next public comment.
Next public comment. Okay. Public comment. Anyone wishing to speak on general items is welcome. Yes, sir. Aye.
I'm Larry Gould. I live at 340 Karen Road. I listen to everyone's opinion, and I appreciate that, as well the input you put into it. There seems to be a big confusion. People are talking about taking a 20 or 40-acre parcel and splitting it up into 3-acre parcels as the zoning district may allow it. But if I understand it correctly, there's land division acts and some subdivision control acts that would prohibit that. And so I think that's a big question that I hear tonight that was not answered. Most of the other questions, either Dale or someone else, answered it. But I think that's a big question that I could see in a lot of people's minds. So when you address it again, it might do well to clarify that. Thank you.
That's a good point. Thank you.
Michelle?
So I was just wondering, the purpose of the Planning Commission, is it to... It's to plan the development or the operation of the township. Is it to meet the goals of the master plan or to serve the whims of the board? Because, as Dale said, the board could change abruptly in the fall, and it seems to me that the master plan is the thing that should be guiding the decisions of Chalk Lake Township. Am I incorrect in that? Is it the Planning Commission serves the boards?
No.
These are not our whims either.
Okay, that was my comment, as it seems that the master plan should be taking precedent.
We developed the master plan too.
Yes, sir.
I think I missed it, but who seconded tabling?
That was Rebecca.
Okay. Thanks. I just missed it.
So just a nuts and bolts thing. So you're tabling this to the next meeting in May, but you're not planning on making a decision? Are we still possibly in the realm of trying something different? And I'm sure people in this audience would be glad to participate to help, you know, flesh out different direction or whatever. So it's not going to the county board next month. It's, none of that stuff is on the table until after you meet in May and figure out what you want to do.
There's no plan to make the decision. Okay. I think we're going to explore our options and absorb the feedback that we got today.
Okay. Thanks, Ryan. So as I said, I was on this planning commission for 14 years and the Board of Appeals. And, you know, it bothers me a little bit, no offense to our supervisor, but it bothers me a little bit that the comment was made that you're doing what the board told you to do. And so I can speak from experience. In 14 years, the supervisor came to our planning commission meeting one time. You know, they would communicate through our planning director. The board would, you know, they'd make suggestions. We'd work on things. You know, our job was never to do what the board told us to do. You know, we were an independent advisory body, appointed by the board, granted, but nobody ever got kicked off because they didn't agree with what the board said. So, you know, like Michelle alluded to, you know, the planning, we, planning commission, always did our job. Board maybe didn't like it. You know, things got sent back and forth quite a few times, but we were never steered by the township board in 14 years that I was on that group. And if the township board decides something's going to happen, it's going to happen. Well, that's not entirely true because they are still bound by the Zoning Enabling Act. They still have to follow the master plan, and they still have voters to contend with. So, you know, it's still the township residents that run the show. So I just wanted to make a point of that. And the Land Division Act, yeah, that does limit splits, but subdivision, you can split as many as you want in a subdivision, quarter acre.
I don't ever remember a time that the board directed us to do this. They presented us with an issue in the township and asked us to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we did.
Maybe just the way
we agree. We agree. Yeah. We were asked.
They didn't tell us what direction to go with it.
And we agreed to take it on as an issue.
Okay. Also, could you please tell me what is sliding scale zoning? If it's too much, you said something. We can look at sliding scale zoning.
Sliding scale zoning, yeah.
There's no brand.
You know what that is?
No public comment.
Okay, we'll look it up later.
Yeah. Brad Newman.
Brad Newman knows what it is, okay.
Yes, sir.
And I'd like to say a little bit more. I'm a newbie to these meetings. Lived in the township my whole life. Lived on top of Green Garden Hill. I understand it's a tough job. You know, everybody's doing their job. Like, my main objective to come to this meeting tonight was, why did we all of a sudden come up with all these three-acre parcels? Why, you know, and I'm ignorant of a lot of the facts and all that, whatever. But now I'm hearing you say that this is what we're doing to correct, you know, non-conforming. Well, wouldn't it be a whole lot easier, maybe I'm wrong because I don't know how it all can work, wouldn't it be easier just to fix the non-conforming thing without changing everything? I mean, just a thought. I mean, I'm a lawyer, I'm kind of guy that works with my hands and fix this thing, but it... You know, why change all the things? Why, I don't want my parcel to be even someday divided into three-acre parcels. You know, it's a family property. But then I heard that, well, we're doing this to fix non-conforming. Let's work on fixing non-conforming. And, you know, why go full hog with the whole thing? Just a thought. It might not be a real good thought, but just a thought. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yes. And so the question would be then, legally, which I don't know, how can you fix that without doing all this rezoning at this point? You know, how can you legally, you know, grandfathered in or, you know, fix it, not our non-conforming parcels so that we can feel free to, like, maybe, you know, add on, you know, a sunroom, do anything? Because right now I'm just, like, frozen. I don't want to invest in anything else if this is just, you know, worth the dirt that it's on, basically, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I'm curious about that, too. And I have a 2-acre and 1-acre. Can be combined to three, but that's not even the point. The point is just, yeah, to make, your goal was, or you were asked to fix the non-conforming, which is pretty close to, you know, half of the parcels, then how could you serve us without, you know, splitting or saying other people's land can be or should be or can be split at this point? Because, you know, it sounds like a few people here, you know, aren't happy with that. That doesn't represent everybody with that, for sure. And that's not what you're looking at. You're not basing it upon who comes here. You have to base it upon your constituents, right? Like, the numbers, the percentages. You have to represent them whether they're at this meeting or not.
Well, one acre parcel and a 3 acre parcel are plenty big enough to rebuild, like you're saying you can't rebuild at an event of a total loss, but those are big enough parcels that you could rebuild and meet all the setbacks.
Well, there's nothing on the 2 acre right now. And according to any zoning right now, I couldn't build on it at all.
No, that's incorrect.
Oh, is incorrect?
Yes.
The 2 acre?
I'll address it after the
meeting. Oh, okay. All right. That's what I'm concerned with, is just, you know what I mean? Is what I can do if something happens to it, or I have two sons. I want it to go to them. They would like to live there, you know. So that's just my own personal concerns, is what do I do?
Any other public comments? All right, seeing as there's none, I'm going to close the public comment session. And that takes us to commissioners' comments.
Back to the drawing board?
Yeah.
You got nothing.
I think I said my peach.
Yeah, peach is just math and zoning headache. But yeah.
It's not easy.
I will say one thing. I do find the structure of the meetings a little bit difficult. You are able to speak. We can't speak except for in these comments. And it's really difficult to respond. We can't respond to each person's comments. And also we can't say, amen, sister, or preach, or whatever it is that we want to say. But that's not our job either, and it makes it very difficult. Or I disagree with you and you want to have a fight, or whatever it is. That's not our place. And it does make it difficult. But know, you know, that we're hearing all of you and we're taking back what you're saying. I think that it just the structure of the meetings makes that, I think, difficult. So you see us up here and we can't say anything and we can't really react. But we are listening.
Well, I'd just like to say that I sincerely appreciate all your comments and patience with us while we try to figure this out. And I promise you we'll keep trying our hardest and see you at the next meeting if you decide to come out to it. But we'll keep you all informed and we'll see you at the next one.
You don't get a card at every time we have a meeting, so you won't get something in the mail. So you have to check the website out or read the paper or just know that we're usually the third Monday of the month.
You're probably going to get a lot more people here the next time.
Until this is
I have a feeling.
Can we get a quick round of applause for the
Director's comments?
Thank you. Director's report.
Director's comments. May the 20th is the next meeting, same location. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this wholeheartedly from my heart. Unless people show up, things just kind of go on down the road and keep on going. The only way you guys can see this process through is to continue to participate. Do not sit at home. Do not depend on your neighbor to come and represent you. The only way a representative government works is when the people show up to present their ideas to the people representing them. Otherwise, we sit here in a vacuum and say, well, this sounds like a great idea until a room fills up with 40 people. So participate, please. We really, really, really appreciate your comments tonight, even though it was, as Rebecca pointed out, we couldn't respond to them. But the best way for us to go forward is to have you folks continue to show up. And that means not only the folks here that are opposed to the ideas, but also the people that are in favor. We need to hear both sides of the coin. This is not a one-sided issue. It is for you folks, but it is not necessarily for those folks that are not here. We've had several people that are not here tonight that have requested these changes. Unfortunately, they're not here with us tonight to present their views. So continue to show up, continue to participate, and also take a look at possibly running for the board or being on the Planning Commission in the future. That's how you protect what goes on, is to participate. One of the hardest things for me in the position I'm in is to sit in that office across the hallway over there and try to figure out what do the people want when the people don't respond. In the grand scheme of things, 1,300 cards were sent out. Look at our audience. Where's everybody else? Where's the people that have the different ideas? Where's the people that have a different participation method? And yes, we will send out the next time that we have another public hearing, you'll get another card. But as Donna mentioned, you will not get a card indicating the next meeting, so keep an eye on the website. If you do not use the internet, we can print you a copy off over here in the office of the meeting dates as they come forward. If anything changes on those dates, it'll be listed on the paper and give you an idea of what's upcoming. Not only the Planning Commission meetings, but also the board meetings and the ZBA meetings are on that list of meetings. We also post the minutes online, so if you want to see what's going on, keep up with us. It's also posted there, too. And if you have any comments, concerns, questions, rants, don't care, you can reach me at the township office, dial the township number, ask for Dale. I'll take your call. I'm there from 8 to 4:30. That's what I'm here for. That's what you guys pay me to do, to listen. So thank you guys very much for being here tonight, and that's all I have, Ryan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Got a motion
to adjourn.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy.